So that's our opportunity. It's not just to, you know, had I just gone for the eczema, okay, let me see. Okay, what's it look like now? Oh, no, it's still there. All right, let me hit it again. You know, okay, in Jesus' name, I command the skin to be, you know, healed, blah, 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 blah. We would have missed all that. And that doesn't mean her skin didn't get healed. It just wasn't even appropriate to ask. It didn't matter. And, I mean, he was in. He was in big time. And when people have eczema, a lot of that is a stress-related thing anyway. And so if that's, you know, if she got poured into by the Holy Spirit, then I can tell you that condition.
You know what Joseph is like without?
Go ahead.
The word disease means dis-ease.
Yes. Yep. Exactly.
So it's like basically all stress related.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So we're.
Perfect love casts out all fear. So.
Yeah, well, actually, it doesn't say all fear. Interesting. It says perfect love casts out fear. Do you know why it doesn't say all? Because the fear of the Lord is something we're meant to have. But we're not supposed to have the fear of the devil or fear of man. Yeah. It's that fear that it casts out, his perfect love. And the fear of the Lord isn't something where we're shaking in our boots going, oh, my goodness, what's he going to do to me? The fear of the Lord is that amazing. And though there's times when you probably should shake in your boots because he is amazing. But there is this awestruck wonder of his unity with us, of his love for us. And, you know, and you don't mess with him. I mean, I don't care what anyone says. You don't play games with the living God. You know, he like knows it beforehand. So it's like, if you have a father that is the most wonderful father in the world, say an earthly father, and he's kind and he's generous. Oh, he disciplines when you need it. And he's firm. But, you absolutely know you're always in his heart. He always loves you and you can go to him at any time. But if you've done something wrong and you know it's wrong and you might have even done it intentionally wrong, your father is not the person you want to go to right then and there and go, la, 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 la. Oh, let's play with lollipops, daddy, or let's play with Lego. You know, you're not going to do that right then, are you? You're like, okay, I think I'll just let him cool down for a while and I'll play over here by myself. You know, it's a healthy respect. It's a healthy respect.
So that's like the healthy fear of the Lord.
Yes, exactly. Not like you're terrified he's going to condemn you because he already condemned Jesus. So what the heck is he going to do that for? He's not going to do that. But you don't play lightly with him either. Some people treat him as if, oh, okay, I can do whatever I like. And I mean, he says we have to give an account of every idle word. So I'm assuming every idle action is going to be considered too. And it's not about being afraid that he's going to zap us at all. My greater thing is, and I think all of us should take this with some sobriety, is that Matthew 7:21. Only those who do the will of my Father will enter the kingdom of heaven. Those who say, Lord, Lord, look what I did. I didn't know you. That's the fear of the Lord. You know, human beings are still limited. Although we have the mind of Christ, we still see through a mirror dimly. We still, you know, we will not be known as we are known until we're there completely. That's what it says in the Word. So, although he's given us gifts of abundance, you know, he's given us tongues, he's given us the Word, he's given us the blood, he's given us angels, he's given us the gifts of the Spirit. He has laden us with so many gifts. It's amazing. It's like, you know, I see this picture of this huge, like a sled, and it's so full of gifts. You know, it's like you can barely balance it. There's so much in it, but we still don't have all of it. Well, I mean, we are the fullness of him who fills all in all. It says that's what the church is, but we still don't know him the way he wants to be known. And even here on earth, when we totally yield to him, I'm sure heaven, or when we meet him, is going to be an experience we would never have here on earth. You know,
yeah.
I want to believe it isn't. I want to go, no, I can have it all. I can have it all. And on one level, in a sense, we do have it all because he's in us and he's one with us. But in another sense, we're not in that dimension that he's in. We don't really live in that. We get touch, you know, we can enter into it to a degree, you know, through visions and prophecy and all of that. But it's not the same as living there all the time. So what we get is not second best. What we get is the actual Spirit of God living in us. I mean, it doesn't really get better than that. And when we go and meet him, I don't know what it's going to be like, but I look forward to it. And in the meantime, there is so much that not only just we can do, but we can be because of who he is in us. And it's all, and as Asik said, I love the way the, I don't know if you call it the Eastern Church or whatever, but anything not the Western Church, I love the way they are so much. It is such about the glory of God to them. It isn't about the glory of man.
Yeah.
And because Western society is, we've developed so many things. We've made, don't make that noise, please. We've made, so the fact that, you know, the Western Church makes itself, they're so independent. They're so advanced in technology and in development that they tend to forget who gave that to them. And the other side of the world, I guess the Eastern Church, I don't know what we call, you know, the other side of the world, but the developing nations who are Christians do not have that arrogance. And praise the Lord, they don't. Praise the Lord, they don't. Because they actually do rely on God. Because they don't have all of the material things. And we're missing that.
We need to rely on God for everything.
Yes.
We need to rely on God for everything.
Yes, yes.
Because he is the creator of the world, and he blessed his people with everything.
Yes, exactly, exactly. But when you get to, go ahead, Lizzie, you were going to say something.
Blessed are the poor in spirit. For they know how dependent they are. That's what I think of poor in spirit. They know how dependent they are on the Father.
Yes.
Because there's not a pharmacy on every corner. They can't just go to the hospital. They completely know God as their provider and their healer.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. Yeah, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
You know, because there are, I mean, where else can you go? You better be going to the kingdom of heaven.
The Bible says that first you need to seek the kingdom of God.
Yes, and his righteousness.
That everything you will have.
Exactly, exactly. And that isn't, some people have reduced that down to just healing the sick, and that is not the only way to seek the kingdom of God. I mean, you have to spend time with him. You treasure his word. Yes, you care for others, and you can lay hands on people, or you can minister to people in other ways. But that's not the only way of seeking the kingdom. That is one way. And I think some people have made it, this is the only way to seek the kingdom. I mean, seeking the kingdom is sitting with the Holy Spirit and communing.
Amen.
That's seeking the kingdom. Because if I don't do that, I can tell you I am ragged and tired. And I, you know, like last night, okay, I did a lot of ministering yesterday with someone for about 4 hours because they called me and they wanted me there in person, and she's local, you know, she's an hour or so away. So I was there for that, and it was great. She wants to be discipled, and she's already a Christian, but she doesn't understand about healing, and I've prayed for her, and she's getting healed, and, you know, she's just amazed, and she's been waiting for 40, she told me, I've waited for 40 years for someone like you. And I said, the only difference with me and you, I said, is that I know that it's okay to do this. I said, it's the same spirit that lives in you. And that's what I want her to get. And she has to go back to her country of origin in July. And she knows so many people that are sick there. And she wants to be prepared. I said, all right, let's get you ready. Because she wants to go there and pray for him to be healed. How exciting. You know,
Amen.
she's in a Slavic nation. You know, I know. This is your fruit. This is when you go, hallelujah, Jesus, this is your fruit. And this person was so hurt. And now God, the Holy Spirit has ministered to her so much that she's now at a place where she wants to minister to others. And she always was wanted to, but she was so damaged before. Because that's the enemy's game. Make them ineffective. Make them so sick. Make them so depressed. Make them so ill in whatever way. Make them financially, you know, insecure or have no money.
Yeah.
And then they'll do nothing. And that's why it's...
I know that's what he was trying to do with my back. Because I was on my bed all day in pain. Now I'm completely healed so I can go out and like...
Hallelujah. Yeah, exactly.
Praise the Lord. Keep going to God.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So I think both the Western and Eastern churches can learn from each other, though. It doesn't mean the Western church is all bad. It's not. It's not. It has a huge amount of things to offer. I mean, they are go-getters. It's great. You know, they actually do see, some of the people in the Western Church seek him diligently. There is a, there's a, an intensity and a passion in some people in the Western Church. Some people just want to sit and be blessed. I mean, but, you know, not everyone's like that. And the Eastern Church is so oriented towards, you know, it's God, it's God, it's God, glory, glory, glory. And but sometimes they don't understand the fact that they can actually, through him, do this. And they don't have to suffer. And they don't have to beg. And they don't have to wait. They're just, they just, the power of the Holy Spirit's in them. I'm going to lay hands on this person. God says they'll recover. Well, I'm going to agree with him. Let's do it. And, you know, we both can learn from each other. I'm not sure what the Western Church has yet. LD, what would you say? I just feel like you have a word about that. What would you say the Western Church has that is a benefit to the developing nations? Do you, would you have a, I just feel like you have something, you know something that I don't know. And if you do, if it comes to mind, can you tell us? If you're still there, LD?
She typed something.
Oh, she typed, you typed something. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
I think in the Western Church, they're very analytical. Like, they spend time analyzing the Greek. And Greek.
Yeah.
They're very good at analyzing the word and discovering.
Yes.
But I think in the same way, the Holy Spirit is what he reveals.
So yes, he reveals all things. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Exactly. I mean, it is good so that we can, you know, we can understand. I mean, we do need to understand the word, but you're right. It's, I mean, revelation is the highest form of understanding. Thank you, Jesus. You know, it's just so much better.
It,
you know, it is so much better than our puny little thinking, you know,
I feel like joy, Jesse.
Sorry? Say again?
I feel the Holy Spirit is here.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I feel your childlike joy.
Yeah, well, it makes me so happy because I don't have to earn this. I don't have to do it. I don't have to make anybody else earn it. Revelation is a gift from God. All I got to do is open my arms or open my heart or my mind, whichever part of the body we want to focus on, and go, okay, Holy Ghost, you tell me. That's it. How simple. It's like a little child. I see this picture. There's a little child at a high chair. You know, the little high chair, and you're strapped in so you don't fall over and bang your head on your cereal or something, you know, and there you are with your little bow, and the Father, get this, guys, the